Joseph, November 19, 1966. On the parallel path of ascension in the world beyond, those who are allowed to ascend in the parallel stage are spared many of the worries and suffering that an earthly life brings with it. But that does not mean that the spirit beings of the parallel stage do not also have their worries and great challenges to overcome. As spirit teacher Joseph explains in this lecture, they too must work and prove themselves in living together with their neighbors. If a being does not make an effort and succumbs to stagnation, it may happen that it has to accept incarnation on earth in order to accelerate its ascension. Joseph. Greetings from God. Dear brothers and sisters. The spirit world of God has opened its gates wide so that the prepared spirit beings can be led to incarnation. These gates have been opened wide at the various stages of ascension. God wants to force and make humanity to extract greater fertility from the earth so that the people who have to live on earth can receive their daily bread. Humanity's technical progress has become so great. But the achievements resulting from this should develop for the benefit of mankind and not for its harm. If humanity can develop these achievements for its benefit, there will be enough space and bread for everyone. God wants people to extract greater fertility from the earth. But it will take time until they are ready and realize that all this is a necessity. The gates have been opened in the various stages of ascension. The gates have been opened where the transformations for human incorporation have taken place in the halls. These spirit beings have ascended from below in great numbers. Their next path is the path to human life. There they have tasks to fulfill and must strive for further spiritual ascension. Thus, the good spirit world of God has a great deal of work to do by giving its support to these brothers and sisters who have ascended from below. They do it out of great love and a great sense of duty. For the great master and king encourages them to fulfill the plan of salvation that he had begun. So the time has come for those who have ascended from below to dare to take this great step in order to accelerate their own ascension. You know that in this human life everyone is given tasks and tests, and that it is precisely human life that gives one the opportunity to further one's ascension. For there is so much to overcome in human life. I have also already informed you that in the spiritual world there is a parallel stage to the other stages of ascension, that is, a stage where spirit brothers and sisters can complete their upward development in the world beyond. You believe that this would be an advantage. There are different opinions on this. For in those spheres where these spirit brothers and sisters live, existence is completely different from human life. In earthly life, one has to pass harder tests. Physical suffering and worries of various kinds are what make life difficult. This kind of suffering does not exist in the spiritual world. There is no physical suffering in that sense. Because the spiritual body is not sick. There is also no struggle for daily bread, no pursuit of goods as in human life. In those spheres there is greater goodwill, greater understanding and greater attention. But this does not mean that one is not plagued by vices in that world, because there too one has a lot to prove. One has no possibility of killing or slandering another. Because everything one does is obvious. One cannot lie as people do, so that the truth does not come to light. Which one must then first prove from all sides. In the spiritual world every deed is recorded, and it is thus clear where one has gone and what one has done. So one cannot lie to or deceive another. That does not exist. But I say, there are similar vices, bad habits, to those that also occur in human life. For example, one person may lack particular enthusiasm. He may be very comfortable in carrying out the work that has been assigned to him. Or he may tend to be quarrelsome. So you see, There are such vices that can also occur in those spheres of ascension and which then hinder ascension. In those spheres, too, people live either together in communities or in families. And so one must prove oneself in the community, in living together with the others, and show whether one understands them and has enough patience for them. So that is also a problem for those spiritual brothers and sisters. One should not assume that the fullest harmony, Moni, would be a matter of course. For in the parallel level, there are also spirit brothers and sisters who rise from below and who, like humans, have to struggle to reach their peak. Well, if their rise in the spiritual world takes a long time, that is understandable. For these spirit brothers and sisters cannot and do not have to take on tests that count in the same way as for humans. Humans can achieve greater merits by overcoming them, while those from the parallel level in the spiritual world only receive a small reward for what they improve. For life there, as I have emphasized, takes place under completely different circumstances. They do not have to endure many things that could burden them, as is the case with humans. The higher spiritual world, for its part, must also keep a watchful eye on the rise of those spirit beings. It must not only be concerned about this rise and its order for you humans, but also those spirit beings of the parallel level are bound to the spiritual order. But not only them. Even those high spirit beings who serve the other brothers and sisters must always abide by God's law. With humans it is like this. If they have committed too many crimes in their lives, leave the world and return to the realms of the beyond, they must atone for their guilt. They will be punished more or less severely depending on their guilt. If their guilt is of a special kind and particularly severe, they will be punished accordingly. The high spirit world looks at the spirit that has become unfortunate and examines the possibility of a faster incorporation for their salvation. As I have described to you in the last few experiences, it has the possibility of intervening to promote the ascent. If it sees opportunities for this, it will do everything in its power and do it. In this way, the spirit in question who has gone through incorporation is given a certain advantage. But this advantage is also just, because in the heavens they know that life on earth is not so easy. The spirit beings who ascend in the world beyond can also come to a standstill. Then the higher spirit world must intervene. It does this because it is its task to support all brothers and sisters in their ascension and to do everything to help them move forward. And this also happens when such a spirit finds its way in its world but does not have the strength to move forward. Then the Spirit of God comes to it and draws its attention to the fact that it is being taken out of its development and that it must now be incorporated into the earth because its ascension must be accelerated. These spirit brothers and sisters are repeatedly informed about what is happening, about progress, about the faults of people. They are well informed about life on this earth. Sometimes they are shown a deceased person who has come home and who must be punished because he has not fulfilled his task. Sometimes they are also shown people who have achieved a lot in their human life and presented as a good example. Thus, from a certain stage of development onwards, they are well informed about life and events in the earthly kingdom. Although they work in the heavenly workshops, they not only carry out their work, but are also taught by the angels of God about the plan of salvation and order. They therefore need precisely this instruction. And then they not only have to work in these workshops, but also in the parallel stage there is a constant transformation to higher life. Not only do these spirit beings have the advantage of progressing through their ascent in the parallel stage, but there is also, as on earth, a plant and animal kingdom. There is also a constant transformation there. So those beings who have progressed must also take up their activity here and take part in the transformation of the spirit brothers and sisters who are rising from below in the parallel stage. There are large gardens with flowers, bushes, trees. These flowers, these bushes, these trees, everything that lives there has a limited lifespan. There must be a constant transformation to higher life. And the lower the type of life, the faster it is transformed. Just as the lower life with you also has a short lifespan, let us say the insects. The lowest life has the shortest lifespan, because it needs, according to your terms, so many transformations and so much time for this ascent to take place. This is how it happens on those parallel levels. The lower the life, the faster it is transformed. Fast-paced life is expressed here. So those spirit beings also have a great deal of work to do. I would like to emphasize that those entities are not suitable for protecting people on this earth. Their nature is not suitable for leading people as they live. They do not have the skills to carry out tasks for them. So they will carry out the tasks on those parallel levels in their areas and help with these transformations. When the glorious time of blossoming life is on those levels, this blossoming life is a joy and a pleasure for the higher beings. But this life passes, it changes. Look at nature for yourself. The leaves become wilted. The flowers lose their splendor of color and also begin to wilt. That is how it is on this level. In this sense, there is a withdrawal. The spiritual power that once gave them life, the blossoming life, withdraws into the core or into the spark. And after a certain time, a new power will develop from this spark and higher life will arise. But it does not happen as it does with you humans. If you take care that the earth has its nutrients, your bushes, fields and trees will again produce strong leaves and strong fruit. In the spiritual world, the higher spiritual world must carry out the transformation or intervention in the higher life with the help of those brothers and sisters who belong to these parallel stages. The lower the life in the ascent, the simpler the transformation. But the higher the life has progressed, the greater and more demanding the transformation will be. This happens, as I emphasized, with the help of these divine beings. In these parallel stages, a constant transformation to higher life takes place. They intervene, the spirits of God. In the lower life, only a small intervention is required. It is an influx of divine power that gives them the possibility of this small transition to the higher life, while in the higher life, greater applications or precautions are necessary. This is how these spiritual beings have to carry out their activity. Some do it by being mostly involved in the constant transformations in their ascension stages. Others work in the spiritual workshops. They too have decorated their heavens with various precious and rare things, depending on the level they are at. But now I must return to what I have mentioned. That there are individual beings who are content with what they have and what they are given. They have no strength to strive. Then the individual is warned. A spirit of God comes and says to him, "If you don't make any more effort, I will have to open up another path for you. You can't go on like this." He will warn him several times. If it doesn't help, if he is still so lazy and cannot decide to speed up his ascension, then he is taken out of the parallel stage and first of all taught together with others who also had to leave these stages. It is explained to them that their ascent must now take place through incorporation. They are now being prepared for earthly life. However, they have been given special attention because their nature is completely different. In the innermost depths of their souls, they are not malicious. They have certain characteristics, vices, that they cannot get rid of. Therefore, an intervention must be made. and this now takes place through incorporation, through a human life. For this purpose, they are led as a whole into the halls where the first incorporation into human life takes place. There, the spirit world of God determines the path of life that they must follow. They are thus marked. They receive the human being's book of life. Since these beings are not malicious in their nature, but still have much to improve, special consideration is given to them. It is the case that the spiritual world of God takes care of the individual and pushes each one onto the path marked out for him, so that he can enter human life through this influence and so that what has now been spiritually influenced can be expressed in his human life. In this way, the higher spiritual world helps and leads the individual onto the path that he must follow and where he is given opportunities to improve his life, to shape it in such a way that he can move upwards, be it through a karma that he has to endure. All of this is recorded in his book of life, is observed with the greatest care and is directed onto the paths that it can influence him. That is a general explanation. I would now like to say something about such a person, how he lived in his world. It is a spirit who did not prove himself and whom the world of God had prepared in this way, incorporated him and made man accepted. It was the case that he had no malice in the depths of his soul, but he was unable to make friends with the world into which he had been sent. He remained, as those around him said, a constant dreamer. People had the feeling that this person was not always fully focused on his work, on his task, as if he was somewhere else, so to speak. People may judge and say this. This person was also not characterized by intensive activity. Such a person may have a special or above average intelligence. None of this prevents him from expressing his dreamy nature. The higher spiritual world knows that life for such a being is associated with difficulties in this respect. But once you have been incorporated, you are faced with earthly laws. You have to get used to the new life you have entered, adapt to the circumstances, and come to terms with them. And this should create the possibility for such a person to gain greater enthusiasm. He will also be faced with tests and his dreamy nature will be pointed out to him. He will be made aware by his fellow human beings, teachers and advisors that he must overcome it and adapt to this world so that he too can fulfill his task. So some people are able to accept a little of it. It also depends on the genetic makeup that one has received, on the strength of character and on the will. Many things play a role, because the possibility must be there for such a person to change in earthly life. Otherwise, he would not be forced to take this step. The spiritual world only wants progress, the meaningful. It would never do anything that was not meaningful and would not bring progress. The spiritual world therefore hopes that he will improve a lot through his earthly life. This was also the case with this person, whom I would now like to single out and tell you about. He went through such a life and was repeatedly reminded by his fellow human beings that he needed to put in more effort. He tried it at times and was able to overcome it. At the end of his life, he had made progress. He recognized the need to show one's effort in life, to express it. This had now reached the depths of his soul, and that was what the divine world wanted. When he returned, he went back to the stage from which he had started. He was extremely happy that he had left human life behind him and that he had not incurred any significant guilt, but had only stumbled, as other people do, and on a larger scale. He had therefore not incurred any burdens. The dreamy being that his environment had reproached him for was not punishable by the spiritual world, for it only wanted him to be encouraged to be more active, to be more zealous, to be more courageous, to express more of it, and that was what had happened. He had achieved something in his human life. He now had a lot to tell his brothers and sisters about the circumstances of human life, about the troubles of people and all that they love and value. He was very happy to have returned. Then the higher spiritual world came to him and said, "You have now greeted your friends, your loved ones, and you have earned merit through your incorporation. You must climb a few steps higher in return, and there you will be given greater responsibility. You must accept this responsibility and carry it out conscientiously." Well, these words filled him with pride, for his nature had been somewhat changed by the incarnation. He now wanted to express in his sphere all the spiritual power that was available to him and prove that human life had been very useful to him. He had learned a lot through the incorporation that he had to accept. Because these spirit beings in the parallel stage are told so much about people, the works they do are admired. But people also feel sorry for them and turn away from those in spirit who do not live according to the will of God and the divine laws. He now wanted to express that he had achieved something through human life. So for the others, this was a great incentive to be active. Because otherwise the way to a human life could be opened up for them too. And because they know about human life, they do not like having to accept one. Because they fear that they will not be able to cope with it and that they will be treated and seen as dreamers. I said yes, they have a completely different nature. The depth of their soul is not overgrown like the others who rise from below and in whose souls there is so much hatred that is expressed. They do not know this. Instead, they have other bad habits and peculiarities that must be improved. This is how it is with the development of these beings in the parallel stage in the spiritual world. And if they do not make progress, as I emphasized, they are taken out and have to take this harder path. And this harder path should help him to regain what they have lost through their inactivity. Thus, the spirit world of God strives to promote ascent everywhere. It has opened the gates to those halls and those beings are streaming out. For they long to be closer to God. However, this path only goes through trials, through tribulations. In this way they can find the way to God again. They should become stronger and more insightful, and change. Then they will be assigned a place in the heavenly dwellings. So, dear brothers and sisters, today I gave you another insight into the laws and the work of God. May God's blessing accompany you. May He watch over you and protect you. Greetings from God. Lecture by Spirit Teacher Joseph on November 19, 1966 through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the large hall of the Zurich Music Conservatory, template, tape recording.